This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I think it would be fitting if you begin, Dr. Zakir, by explaining the term once again for our viewers, for the benefit of the viewers and myself. What does Laylatul Qadr exactly mean and what does it signify for the Muslims?
Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalam. Ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. The meaning of the word Laylatul Qadr. Layl means night. Qadr means decree or power or high esteem or majesty. So Laylatul Qadr means night of power or night of decree or night of majesty or night of high esteem. And as far as the virtues of Laylatul Qadr is concerned, it is one of the best nights in the month of Ramadan. Rather, it is the best night in the full year. And this was the night in which the Quran was revealed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Qadr, chapter number 97, verse number 1 to 5, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadr khayrun min alf shahr. Tanazzalu malaikatu wa ruhu fiha bi izni rabbihim min kulli amr. Salamun ya hatta matlul fajr. Which means that indeed we have revealed this message, that is the Quran, in the night of power, in the night of decree. And what will explain to thee what is the night of power? The night of power is better than 1,000 months. Therein, the spirit and the angels, they descend with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every errand. Peace this until morn. So from this verse of the Quran, we come to know that this night of Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, the night of decree, is the best night in the full year. And this was the night in which the Quran was revealed. And further says that this night is of power, of majesty, of high esteem, and of dignity. And any good deed that is done in this night is better than what is done in 1,000 months. And if you divide 1,000 months by 12, it comes to more than 83 years. And that is much more than the average life of a human being. So if you do worship in this one night, it is better than doing worship for your full life. And further it says that this is the night when the angels and the spirit, they descend down with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this night, there is peace till morning. And further it's mentioned in the Quran, in Surah Dukhan, chapter number 44, verse number 3 and 4, that we have revealed the message, the glorious Quran, in this blessed night. And we warn you from the evil. And in it, we ordain what has been decreed. And this night, Laylatul Qadr, Qadr also means measurement. And it's mentioned in the Quran, in Surah Qamar, chapter number 54, verse number 49, that verily we have created all things in due proportion and measure. So Qadr also means somewhat like Taqdeer. It's a night of decree. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down the decree, the Taqdeer, what is going to happen in the full year from this Laylatul Qadr to the next Laylatul Qadr. That is the reason our beloved Prophet Muhammad said. It's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 3, in the book of superiority of Laylatul Qadr, hadith number 2014, that anyone who prays in the night of Qadr with faith and seeking Allah's reward, all his past sins will be forgiven. So these are the virtues of the night of Qadr.